Kelly Jones, the Akashic Records consultant teacher. If you haven't heard this show tonight, it's unbelievable. She has been right on point with everyone who's called, as always. That's why I love having Kelly on the show. Her website's kellysjones.net. And then in just a few minutes after next break, we have Laura Eisenhower coming on the show with our closing interview. So with that, Kelly, we're going to jump to our next guest, or next a caller in, who is Lynn from Washington. Lynn, thanks for calling to the show. How you doing?
Hello?
Yep, we can hear you.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call, and you've piqued my interest because I've not met anybody who is in touch with this kind of stuff. I'd like to ask the same question that the other caller asked, which is can you tell where I may have come from?
What they're showing me is the Pleiadian star system, star sister system, and do you have a twin?
No, I don't, but I was going to ask you if you could see any specific guides around me, because I've got somebody who's here.
There's a sister, energy. Sister from the other star system that's with you, guiding you.
And it feels very spiritual.
Yeah, she feels very much like you. So, we all have, dear ones, guardian angels, guides, those that are with us at all times. There are those who are more sensitive and attuned to this one. And you have attuned yourself more closely, and it's been your soul's intention for you to know of this one. And so you are responding to this. And you may begin to dialogue more fully with her and commune with her. And you can do so through meditations. Do you like taking baths or bubble baths or getting in water?
Yes, I do, although I haven't had a bathtub for a long time. I got a shower. My one last question would be, is she the one that's giving me this information that comes to me like you get your information? Because I get information about people and things, and it doesn't come from me. It comes from somewhere else.
Yes, what I'm hearing is indeed. And there's also, and it's what they're showing me is not to, there's a way for you to distinguish when it's actually your higher self versus another source. So the feeling, they're showing me that there's a feeling within you when it's coming from within you, that there's a physical sensation that you get. Other times it's sense is that it's, you perceive it as outside of you, coming into you.
Like when times I know things and I shouldn't know them. I mean, I can't know them.
Right, right. Right, exactly. Exactly. So,
you see where I could direct that anywhere?
What do you mean when you ask that question?
When I ask that question, would I be capable of doing the kinds of things that you do?
It is a skill that requires honing and understanding of discerning between your ego and that which you want versus allowing that which is to be. So, it's about becoming impersonal with the information you receive. And what that looks like is that you have no personal response to the information that you do get.
Yeah.
Right? There's no judgment of it. There's no, you're not personally connecting with it at all. That helps you recognize you're stepping into a place where you can be neutral so that you're not relishing that which
share. Well, bless your heart. I appreciate your information. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Kelly, hang on one second.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
The Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And Kelly, you still with us?
I sure am.
That was awesome. Thank you so much. That was amazing. How are you feeling?
Fabulous, fabulous. Great callers, great questions. Good stuff. Always good, Jenna. Thank you.
Yeah, no, and the last caller was my favorite. And that just goes to show you that we are doing our work. She says, I don't know where the information is coming from, and she knows and she's curious, and that's what we're doing, is putting out information for listeners and can call in and share their experience and know that we all experience these different types of energies and experience different ET encounters and UFO things, and that this stuff is real. So it's amazing, amazing work. And thank you again for your work and your service.
And you too. Thank you, Jonah. Many blessings. Have a wonderful evening.
Excellent. And your website again is kellysjones.net.
Yep.
All right. You have a great night, Kelly. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Wonderful. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And now we're going to jump to our next guest. We have Laura Eisenhower, a cosmic mythologist, global alchemist, and great-granddaughter of ex-president Dwight David Eisenhower. For 15 years, she has been providing clairvoyant readings and healings. And with that, Laura, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So it's been really a sort of chase to finally get you on the show, so I'm really happy. I missed you here when you're here in Asheville and another time, so it's really good to have you on the show. And I'm really excited to have you. And I think for the listeners out there, if you could just start at the beginning, I like to say maybe when you had your first awakening or, you know, you got involved with ET and UFO, was it a certain incident that happened or was it a slow progression into the stuff, these esoteric topics and spiritual topics that you're into?
I would say it was a slow progression. I think when I was around 6 years old, I felt like I was understanding something that I couldn't really obviously articulate. I was only six, but I was having a lot of really interesting encounters and just felt really just my multidimensional nature and just like these abilities. And I was really conscious of them and also very conscious of just the imbalance on the planet and this feeling of things being, you know, under control. I wouldn't say that that was all at 6 years old, but as, you know, some of these experiences happened at a young age, as I was, you know, getting a little bit older, my mind was just so curious and so busy processing all sorts of stuff that my intuition was lighting up for me. And so I would say, you know, it began around the age of six, maybe more around the age of 10 or 12. You know, my mind was really active in pursuing some understanding. And then, of course, when I was a teenager, that's when it really was full on. As far as, you know, extraterrestrials, UFO stuff, I've always been very aware of it. I had some encounters when I was younger. Just knowing that my great-grandfather had some rumors going around that he met with extraterrestrials, that's when I really just delved into it. But as far as awakening, I mean, I was really a very conscious child, and it took a lot to maintain that and not have it stripped away, which so often happens with young people. You know, we're all born really aware, and then slowly it's just taken away, and we're dumbed down, and we're just sort of become easily programmed and controlled. And I fought it tooth and nail. I was a really rebellious kid. So I tried to do it gracefully without doing any damage. But, yeah, so it's been just a general progression from very early on.
And it's amazing because it's a similar story that I hear from you and many other guests, just resistant to this corporate banking system that's, you know, making the sheeple. And the way showers, you know, that we are, they're carrying the flame, the fire. And it's good to hear similar stories. And that's why I asked that, because we've all known this intuitively, like you said, our whole lives. You know, it was screaming out that this wasn't the right way to be living. This wasn't correct, and something just didn't resonate. When you talk about having some of your encounters, can you go into some of your encounters? I've definitely read stuff and seen pictures of, like, your great-grandfather meeting with, like, the ETs, and there's definitely a lot of stuff on that. And, you know, we've had many people on the show that have worked in some of these facilities and been in facilities with ETs and worked on projects and worked on the Mars station. I had a physicist in the Navy, an Intel, who worked on that. You know, so after a couple years of hearing all these different experiences, there's obviously something else going on here. There's not all these people that are just crazy making up these stories. We have people all over the world with the same story and the same experiences themselves. And so if you could just tell us about some of the experiences you have experienced when you talk about ET contact, were they UFOs, were they in 3D, were they in dream state? Can you go into some more detail?
Sure. It seemed to be more in dream state, and I wouldn't even call myself a contactee. Like, I don't really recall lots of experiences on ships. Most of my connection has been just straight with source energy, just my own deeper intuition, but I have just felt a lot of communication with, you know, spirit guides. But there was one particular encounter which seemed very legit and very much like a real extraterrestrial encounter. I think I was, sometime in my early teen years, I would say. I can't really remember so much, maybe 10 at the youngest. And there was just a very luminous group. I think there was about three that I was speaking with. And it was like a dream that became reality, and I've had a few of those over the course of my life where they're so lucid that I can't tell the difference at all, and sometimes they feel more real than this actual dimension. But anyway, so I was, you know, with them, and they were just letting me know that I had to stay really true to what I came here to do, and that they would try and take me away and destroy me, and I would have to hold on to this truth for dear life. And then they showed me this viewfinder thing, this thing to look through, and I looked through it, and they said, this is the positive timeline, or that's what I think they said. It's a term that I've always used. And it was basically saying that you can assist in manifesting this, but, you know, there was warnings of what would happen along the way, and it was just sort of like preparation. And like I said, since I was really young, there seemed to be a lot of preparation just from spirit guides and just beings and all this. But what seemed to be the most legitimate as far as extraterrestrial was when I was with that group. They were luminous, no hair or anything. I think they were Arcturian. And, they just wanted to kind of hit it home that I had to hold on to my, you know, inner truth, and that it would be very easy to maybe fall into some kind of disconnect, and because of just the way the world is. And this Mars recruitment that I went through in 2006 particularly, it seemed like that's what they were talking about. I don't think there was any danger of me ever not staying on course, but I needed some level of preparation because of the amount of close-to-death situations I've been in and just the intensity of it all. If I didn't have some sort of grounding or some sort of validation, I think from them, it would have been really hard because it was already excruciatingly hard. But, you know, in the worst moments, I would just sort of fall back on that and just, you know, the things that happened when I was younger and just what felt like major preparations for what was to come, which really peaked around 2006 when I was recruited to go. It was an attempted recruitment. I never, you know, actually went through with it, but I was very much manipulated into going off planet in 2006. And so that's when everything really peaked. And then when I got away from all that, I started to talk about it. And let's go
a little bit into that, because it's something I've talked about on the show before. I've heard lots of different people talk about it. I've read things on it, Bilderberg groups that have created bases on Mars to sort of escape the shift of ascension, or, you know, all different things. So tell us about, if you can, just a background, a history on what you know about the base on Mars.
Well, I wouldn't say I knew a whole lot even when I was up against it, but of course once that happened, I did a ton of research. I had already known of the term Alternative 3, which was established in the Eisenhower administration, which meant that, you know, for a plan for humanity would be to either go into underground bases or off planet in the event of a cataclysm. They predicted it would happen around 2000, the year 2000 back then. And this seemed to be, you know, a part of the communication with extraterrestrials. And because of this preparation I had when I was a child and just being so ingrained in my mission, just full on Mother Earth, Gaia, you know, and return of the divine feminine and the balancing of the masculine and feminine power on Earth, that was totally my mission, so solid in it. So when this recruitment came along, or the attempted recruitment, there was just no way I was going to go. And so it helped me to, you know, really look into, you know, what this was all about. So I paid a lot of attention to the names that were coming up, because basically this was done through a partner that I was set up with who was sent specifically to lure me in without telling me what the whole story was. I didn't know that he was sent to find me till way, way later. But when I was with him, of course, he went to these secret meetings and didn't want to tell me too much. And then when it was time to tell me what was going on, I wrote down all the names and I did as much research as I could on it. And most of them had cover occupations, so there was nothing I could really find on them. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to make sure my phone didn't disconnect. So I wanted to get as much info as I could on them, and I wasn't finding much because they have cover occupations, which most of them do, you know, on the surface. You know, it might say they're a physicist or into remote viewing. It's probably the most sort of out there stuff that I could find. And I was like, no, you know, something's going on here, because my partner was having some sort of communication with what he called the patrons, which seemed to be extraterrestrial. Now, this group brought him in after he had experienced some abduction, and I just had this intuitive hit that they had brought him in because they were somehow a part of it. They weren't just bringing him in investigating, you know, the weird stories like an X-File or something, but they were actually a part of it. And that's when I started to understand about my labs and artificial telepathy and a lot of the manipulations that the military can do with alien technology. Even though the beings might still be involved, the amount of military involvement and just the level of, you know, control that they have is pretty
absolutely
huge. So
and
I wasn't
Laura,
really...
hold on one second. We just got to take a quick commercial break, and I've definitely talked about my labs in the show and super soldiers, and that's the stuff I love to talk about because that's the real secret stuff. So hold on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Here's some more beautiful chorus. We'll be right back.
How you're loving all the people you meet. Tell them that it's human.
Ah, 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 ah Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Listening to Starseed Energy Radio, we're joined by Laura Eisenhower. And Laura, before we went to break, we were talking about the different government programs, the My Labs, way higher than government, things that are don't even associate with government, really, a lot of these black ops programs. So in terms of recruiting you, what was the intent? What did they want to recruit you for to take part in on this base, this facility?
Well, I didn't get all the details because everything was through the partner, so I could only get the names and basically, you know, who was he talking to and what were they telling him, and just sort of sitting in the background trying to, you know, figure all of it out. And, you know, he would get calls and get strange codes and disappear and do missions. And so I was kind of on the outside. I wasn't allowed to know too much, but when I finally got a little bit of a download from people who, you know, were basically defecting out of it or weren't really that involved but knew enough. And when he was not sort of triggered into whatever level of control they had him under, you know, the mind control that they put him under, and he was able to leak information to me, it really had to do with just getting off of Earth because cataclysms were going to happen. And, you know, there was also talk of alien invasion and this and that. So whether it was a benevolent, good purpose, trip for whatever reason or not, it was still something I couldn't do because my thing was I need to stay here and figure out what this is all about. I don't even care if, you know, it costs me my life because, you know, the whole point is it's not about fear of death. It's about making sure we're not controlled, you know, keeping our soul energy free at all costs. The rest doesn't really matter.
Absolutely.
So that's always been number one to me, is just to make sure, you know, you're not controlled and we as a human race have incredible power, and when our spirit energy is activated, there's nothing we can't do. So I sort of implemented this idea of alternative four, which is the power of the human spirit, assisting in just the unification and, you know, this ascension process. This is why, you know, I stayed, because there's no way I'm going to miss out on this when there's so much to uncover, even if, you know, they were leaving for the right reasons. Now, if I was invited in a more polite, less manipulative way, I might have considered it if I could sit down at a table with everybody and discuss it. But because I wasn't given those privileges, and because it was really manipulative and controlling, and there was mind control involved, and it didn't seem legit as far as the ET races, because I finally, after researching these people's names, after about 2 weeks of finding nothing, not only did I have prophetic dreams telling me I needed to stay because of certain planetary alignments, and they told me in the dream what they were going to do, basically it was to help, and this is what they told me as well, to help them reseed a new civilization on Mars, and that it was for my protection. So I'm not saying that these people are bad guys, but, you know, if you're dealing with mind control, to me, you're taking people's free will away, and that's the biggest problem on our planet right now, is that lots of people aren't activated in their soul truth or higher calling, because they're under a certain level of control. So there's no way we can function under those terms, and it's all very much alien agendas, and we need to be free of the alien agendas, even if some of them are more benevolent than others. We need to recognize that, you know, it's about our freedom. And so after doing finding, you know, some more information on the names of these folks, I finally found something that connected them with HARP technologies, you know, artificial telepathy, like I said, my lab, psychotronic weaponry, and I knew that, you know, my intuition was right on, because, you know, this is not done in the right way, and it's a big red flag, and in my eyes, we don't need to evacuate Earth. Even in the event of an alien invasion, to me, these are a bunch of demonic energies that are feeding off of humanity because we're out of balance. And the best thing we can do is educate the masses about what needs to happen in order for us to come back into balance to eradicate this problem, because it's like a parasite on this organism Earth. And, you know, so that's basically what my work is about right now, educating the masses, exposing all this stuff, and then doing really solution-oriented things so that we can get our energetics aligned, we can activate our blueprint, you know, our true organic blueprint, and get on track with the ascension timeline. And that's what I've been doing ever since the attempted recruitment, and that's really what I was aware of when I was a kid. So, so these names, yeah, these people aren't connected to the right things, because the only reason we would have to evacuate in the event of a cataclysm would more likely be one induced through HARP, you know, technologies. And because they are associated with those technologies, obviously, they've got the backup plan, or they've got the escape plan, but they're also the ones that are doing the, you know, creating the disasters. And whether they're on the side of the aliens or, you know, kind of finding a way to escape the aliens, they're leaving a vulnerable human race. And it just doesn't seem right to me. So I'm kind of one of those, you know, do the right thing. It's not about running off with a bunch of elitist people that don't care about the rest. It's just sometimes you just got to do the right thing. And that's what I, you know, did without any question or doubt in my mind that that's what I needed to do. And so I'm just hoping for the best, and I'm doing my best.
That's it. Absolutely. And, you know, it's so important that people are aware of this stuff, and because most people can't even conceive some of this stuff we're talking about, that this is even possible. But I've had several people on the show that have worked on these stations in government on Mars. They've worked on the teleporters that teleport people to the stations. I mean, after a couple of years of talking to several people, you know that this stuff is going on. Hold on, we have to take a quick commercial break, Laura, and just hold on right there, and we'll jump right back into it when we get back. Here's some more Beautiful Chorus. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Bolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it's also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're joined by Laura Eisenhower. We're covering a lot of different topics, and before we went, again, we are talking just about all the stuff that is going on, from chemtrails to fluoride to the educational system. And basically what we're trying to do, Laura, is spread awareness about this stuff so enough of us can awaken and reach unity consciousness where this stuff ends, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now let's talk about some upcoming stuff that is happening next month, or actually this month, it's March now, in Irvine, California. We have the Cosmic Reunion coming up. Tell us about some of the stuff you're going to be talking about and lecturing at the Cosmic Reunion.
Well, I'm really going deep into our galactic history, into mythology, and how, you know, it really parallels. It's like the underbelly. It's the soul story of everything that we hear about on an information level. So I like to make it as multidimensional as possible. So it really, you know, talks about what's really been happening since the very beginning, how these alien agendas came about, how the Illuminati came about, what's happened to the masculine and feminine, what deities are we dealing with, what archetypal patternings and imprints do we carry that keep us stuck, you know, things connected to the tree of good and evil, and just, you know, the ascension path and the different timelines and what's happened with the stargates. And, I mean, it's like it's just a big whammy, just big picture, multidimensional sort of everything crammed into an hour and a half. but I'm really focusing on just the things that are going to really be empowering for people, that'll just assist us in understanding how to simplify the information so that it's something that we can you know, relate to and work with.
Digest.
So it's not just, yeah, so it's not just a bunch of mental stuff that we're just trying to, you know, process in our minds, but so we can feel it in our souls and start to activate, you know, the real stuff. So I shine a lot of, shed a lot of light on, you know, the blueprints, the organic blueprints that we carry, and just, you know, the nature of what the missing links are, you know, what that's all about, and what we really need to get back in touch with, and just going deep into just the level of manipulation that's happened and what it's done to our planet and how it's done to our planet through the use of certain technologies. So we'll be talking about, you know, things like Phantom Earth and a lot of the black hole technologies that, like, try and siphon us into an artificial timeline and where we are with all that now. Of course, I'm not here to predict future things. Reality is fluid, but really here to empower in the moment how we can best harness our energies and our divine power to shape the future in the best way for the greatest good of ourselves and the collective and the planet. So, it's just a big overview, but really from the perspective of the divine feminine and those sort of myths and where she's been in all this, connected to Venus transits, the Mayan calendar, and the solstice and the things that have been happening in the last year.
Now, you must get this as well, Laura, because I could already tell you're like me, where you just speak your truth and you don't care who's listening because you know it's your truth and you're planting that seed, whether they get it or they're never going to get it or whatever. I'm sure you've run into the spiritual community that some of this stuff you're talking about is fear or don't give it attention because, you know, you'll put energy into it, so just, like, ignore it, because I even run into that stuff with some people, and I'm all about being aware of as much as you can, because a great master is aware of all of his surroundings, you know, and I always use the analogy, like, back in the day, if there was a village burning down, and all the people ran to Jesus Christ, and they're like, Jesus, Jesus, the town's burning, would he be like, that's lowering my vibration, you know, don't give it energy, you know, he'd be like, let's get some buckets and put the water out, you know, and that's what I'm doing on the air, that's what you're doing. You know, and it's good to hear someone else like that. So thank you for your service, and thank you for speaking your truth, because we need more people like you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, and thank you for doing the same. It's so important. I mean, I look at it just like you do in so many ways, and also, you know, like, if somebody's in a relationship, you would want to know if your partner's cheating. You would want to know if you were being robbed behind your back. I mean, who wants to live in a lie and in a facade that's going to lead to our enslavement? I mean, the best thing that we can do is expose this stuff, because then we're empowered, and then we can transmute it, and then we can take it to a higher level. There's nothing more positive than that. It's
absolutely
nothing is good about ignorance. Absolutely nothing.
And let me ask you, being the great granddaughter of a president, did that give you like an in to get information on some of this stuff? Have you met officials that knew your great grandfather? Like, did that help you at all in some of this awakening, or is this all just self-discovery on knowledge you acquired yourself?
Mostly it's definitely just knowledge I acquired myself, but I definitely think that being born into the Eisenhower family was a strong catalyst, you know, because I was very much the black sheep. I didn't go down the path of becoming a politician or going into anything government-related, and I really tapped into the spirit of Ike, and he wasn't about the war or any of that. I mean, he was definitely a freedom peace being, and so we relate on that level. This is all information that basically I've found all on my own, but the people that are connected to, you know, the extraterrestrial aspect of it, I've met outside of the family stuff, because this is stuff we don't talk about in the family. It's not that it's banned, it's just, there's just nothing to share. It's like they don't have any information, they don't, it's like there's nowhere to go with it. So I haven't been given any family secrets because I'm an Eisenhower, but I think just being in this family and being on the quest of truth and to expose it that I am, that has drawn, you know, people that have been involved in this stuff that doesn't get talked about, it doesn't get written about in our history books, it doesn't get talked about in my family, but I've been a bit of a magnet to it just because, you know, I'm here for truth. I'm not here to be biased. I mean, you know, I'm not going to hide anything because I'm trying to protect anybody. I'm absolutely here for truth, and I'm, you know, and that's number one. But, yeah, it's all my own stuff. There's nobody else in the family that talks about UFOs or extraterrestrials, but, you know, nobody can deny that there hasn't been rumors for years and years and years about these treaties and these visitations, and at this point it's laughable to even doubt it because there's so much out there about it. Books have been written,
And if you look at the sheer numbers, because people could Google this stuff, there's over 3 million Americans that have reported being abducted by UFOs. And that's reported. And then you hear about the contracts that the Greys had with the governments where they could take X amount of humans to do studies on them to see how we're reacting to certain chemicals they're spraying with chemtrails, whatever they're doing. You know, and you put two and two together, it's common sense. There wouldn't be millions of Americans saying they're being abducted and then people making up stories about governments having contracts where they're allowing the ETs to abduct people. Is it just coincidence?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, hello?
I know. Nobody's bored yet. We would all be writing screenplays and making money in Hollywood rather than being penniless and
it's common sense. That's what we're pointing out
to people. It's important that people know, though, you know, these treaties originated with Hitler, Crowley, Aleister Crowley, and Churchill. You know, before the Second World War, this did not happen, you know, in the Eisenhower administration. These three-letter organizations were already set up with Truman. The first treaty was with Roosevelt. We don't hear about this stuff. Whistleblowers have said this. You know, Lisa Renee, who, you know, channels the Guardian races, has said this. And there's a lot more to the story about the origins of these treaties that go way, way back. And by the time Eisenhower came to office, there was already a lot of reptilian control already there. He didn't really have, you know, much of a say. These treaties should have never been signed, but they weren't real treaties anyway. They were going to be broken anyway. You know, this planet was invaded by extraterrestrials a long, long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff has been happening for a very long time. And that's, you know, really my intention when I backed out, and it was not an easy thing to get away from, this Mars recruitment, because this to me is where it ends. You know, this is, you know, and a lot of us are saying this. We're not going to play this game anymore. We know too much, and this is the generation that puts an end to this. This is not going to continue anymore.
That's what's up, Star Sister.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Exactly. And it's so good to see so many of us coming together and awakening, putting this information out. And, you know, when you talk about the Greys and the reptilians, like, the reptilians are all over history for thousands of years. I mean, every indigenous tribe knew they came from the stars. They talked about it. Hieroglyphics talked about it. Their texts. Everybody knew we came from the stars. It's just been hidden and lied to recently the generations about. So this is not new news. This is ancient news that we're just bringing back to light. It's not like this is, like, stuff, like, we're making up. It's like, this has been for thousands of years written and talked about openly. It's just been suppressed for the last few hundred years very heavily. This is not new news. I mean, we talk about reptilians, the crocodile people. I mean, all ancients talked about it. You know, it's stuff you could research and find out for yourself. Look at the DNA bloodlines of people. I mean, look at that. What, it's 97% junk DNA? Are you kidding me? Like, are people like that naive? The answer is yes, they are. So you have to do your research, and that's what I always tell people when you hear this stuff and you're listening right now to the show, Google and YouTube this stuff. Search it out for yourself. Look at the studies that have been done on human DNA and the scientists that have tested it and shown ET origin. You know, we're ET is the word is out. You know, oh, it's like it's a big surprise to anybody. Yeah, it's in our DNA. You know, the proof is there. It's how long you want to deny it. We're ETs. Ooh, that's it. Get over it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're from all over the place.
The word is out. It's been out. It's just been hidden. You know, so when I first awakened like myself, I was like, I'm telling everybody. they woke up the wrong starseed because I'm telling, and I did. I started calling people and telling everyone that we're these great multidimensional beings of light, and we're here with a purpose, and everything we've experienced, all that darkness and the black sheep, because I'm one too, all that crap we went through was to put out all this light, was to experience that polarity.
Awesome.
And that's what it is, you know, and you can't put out all that light without experiencing that polarity of darkness, because I don't ever want anyone to be in those dark places that I've experienced. And I'm sure you've been there too. So,
oh my gosh, years and years and years of the darkest of dark. I couldn't even believe it.
And that's why we do what we do. And it's so good to get those answers and give those answers to people like, hey, psst, guess what? You're a starseed. Go Google it and have fun, you know, and that's it. It's that simple, you know, as it was for me. Someone just said that to me and I Googled it. And that was it. I was off and awakening and remembering.
Aww.
That's the awakening. It's the remembering of who we really are.
Oh my gosh, totally. Wow. That's so awesome. I'm so glad you're sharing all this
Well, thank you. That. Thank you for doing all your work, because I'm only 2.5 years awakened, or I consider myself awakened, and I'm doing all I can do to spread the truth and awareness and a sustainable way of living. That's what we're trying to get out there. Sustain ourselves. There's these new technologies out there we can use. Zero point, Tesla, torsion technology. I mean, you name it, it's there. We could use it. Everyone can have free energy on the planet.
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's so much to look forward to. I mean, it's within. Just our own divine spiritual abilities are immense. And we don't want to be asleep. We need to wake up that junk DNA, because that's our ethereal DNA, and that connects us to unbelievable stuff. I mean, we're the most advanced technology, so.
Absolutely. And you said it, it's really activating ourselves and remembering, like, who we are and how powerful each and every single one of us are. We know the law of attraction works. We know we live in a matrix, and what we say and what we think and what we feel manifest in this matrix. So the biggest secret they don't want us to know is that right there. Because if everybody on the planet knew that of what they said and what they felt and what they wanted to do would manifest, the wars would end and all this crap would end, because enough of us would wake up to unity consciousness and stop it. And that's what we're going for. It's the 100th monkey effect. And it's going to happen.
Totally.
And they can't stop it.
That's right. Stop listening to all that false authority and start listening to your intuition, and just the unity is everything. Oh my gosh. Totally.
That's it. That's it. And an easy thing I say to people all the time, and I use it to just sort of just snap something into someone's head, is your gut, your intuition. Everyone experiences it every day. Just pay attention to it. Like when you think of a friend you haven't talked to in 5 years and they call 10 seconds later, you know, and that stuff happens every day. It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Pay attention. It's not coincidence. It's not by chance. Do the math. It doesn't add up. It's astronomical. The mathematical, you know, the math doesn't even add up. You can't add. Thousands of experiences like that happen to all of us. And the more you pay attention, the more you get into that flow of energy. And that's what we're talking about. We're trying to get everyone into that flow of sustainable energy and sustainable living. Because the way we are, the way we're programmed and controlled, is not sustainable and not the way it should be.
Right. Totally.
And tell us about any upcoming projects you have, Laura, besides the Cosmic Reunion coming up on the 30th and 31st of March.
Well, there's a Free Your Mind conference, which is April 26th, I think the 29th. It's definitely that weekend, end of April, and that's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's going to be incredible. Mark Basseo, Anthony Michael Falsetta, and others are putting it on. There's going to be Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips, I haven't seen them on the speaker circuit much, and they're an incredible story. Kathy O'Brien survived Monarch slave programming and really intense stuff. Sonia Barrett's going to be there, my partner Dr. Nice. Dream. I mean, I could go through the whole list, but check out my website, because that's going to just give a list of all the speakers. There's going to be Lucidity, April 12th to 14th in Santa Barbara, California. We do a galactivation. And then Star Knowledge Conference, June 14th to 16th in Iowa. And then Contact in the Desert, August 9th to 11th. So I don't want to just throw a bunch of names and numbers out. I can just give my website for people who want to follow where we'll be or where I'll be.
Sure. What's the website?
It's Cosmic Gaia Sophia. That's Cosmic, C-O-S-M-I-C, Gaia, G-A-I-A, Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, .com.
And that's not Cosmic Gaia 2012. It's a different one.
Right, because we're past 2012, so it's Cosmic Gaia Sophia.
Gotcha, okay.
And that's basically the name of our planet, the living consciousness of this planet. So,
excellent.
Who's also cosmic and multidimensional and very divine. We're on a very divine, incredible planet.
Yes, we are, with many, many different beautiful beings and all sorts of star family living amongst us, all around us, watching us, supporting us. So a shout out to all of them and all the Councils of Light and everyone who's there listening and watching. Thank you all. And thank you, Laura, so much for taking the time to come on the show. And I look forward to meeting you in Irvine, California, because I'll be out there.
Oh, I look forward to it. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. You have a great night, and we'll have you back on the show soon. Have a great weekend, Laura. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Excellent. And with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with a show wrap-up. Here's some more amazing, I say amazing too much, here's some more epic, beautiful chorus. We'll be right back.
Many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show, and now it's time for a wrap-up, another historic show in getting out some great information. Again, Google, research this stuff for yourself, YouTube it, do what you can, and see what resonates with you to learn this information. All right, thank you all guests again for coming on, and all supports from all over the world, inter- and outer-dimensional beings, and everyone out there who's listening. Upcoming guests, we have some two broadcasts I want to go over first. We have the broadcast that's coming up next week in Sedona. I'm flying out Tuesday. So look forward to going out there. I'm going to be with Dr. Elizabeth Colton, U.S. diplomat, who's a regular on the show. And, of course, my boy Octoris Ra and my star sister Krista. Looking forward to rocking out there with them and doing the amazing conference that set up the Starseed Alliance conference. Again, for more information on that, you could check out StarseedAllianceInternational.com. And we also have the Cosmic Reunion coming up that Laura Eisenhower will be speaking at, and that is portaltoascension.org. So check those sites out for more information. You could also sign up for a live webcast at the Starseed Alliance Conference as well. If you can't make it, March 8th, 2013, March 8th, coming up next Friday, I'll be in Sedona broadcasting live. It's going to be awesome. Check it out, StarseedAllianceInternational.com. All right, upcoming guests next week, we have Dr. Boyd Purcell. We've had him on the show before. He's coming back, has a new book out. He was the author of Spiritual Terrorism. Great guy. Love having him back. Also, a good friend of his, we have James Boyd coming on, talking about the new water filter we're now selling at our store. He's healthonplanetearth.com. We have George K. Kavassalis from Australia, from Down Under, coming on the show. Look forward to talking to George. Love him. We also have Crystal in Hawaii talking about one of the Crystal Bowl temples she has out there. On March 16th, we have Peter Sterling coming on. Amazing, talented harp player, performer. Also going to be at the Cosmic Reunion coming up in the 30th and 31st of March. We also have Dr. Kent Mezplay coming on March 23rd. Jop Van Eaton, yup, coming on March 23rd. We have Martin Windfox coming on the 30th. Barbara Schiffman is coming on yourlifeandyoursoul.com on the March 30th. We also have Frank Joseph coming on March 30th. We had to reschedule Frank twice. Very busy man. Can't wait to have him. He's written over 20 books on Atlantis. Epic Atlantis, the facts. Frank Joseph. Check him out. All right. Those are the upcoming guests. Oh, one last guest on the 30th, my boy Julian Reyes out of Cali. Shout out, he's coming on the show, talk about some amazing projects that he's doing. And he's bringing a guest DJ from one of his camps. So with that, light and love, Star Fam, amazing show. I said amazing again. I know I say amazing too much. The listeners should send me a list of other words to say besides amazing. That'd be great. All right, I'll be with you all, see with you all next week. Enjoy. Here's some more beautiful chorus.